Right now, we're going to bring on our next live guest, and we've got Noi Mahoney joining us here to talk about Borderlands from this past weekend. And no surprise here, we're talking continued investment along the U.S.-Mexico border. Noi, thank you for joining us, and let's take it from the top, that number one story in Borderlands this week.
Yes, that's right. Continental AG recently announced that it is investing $90 million to build a hydraulic hose factory in the Mexican city of Aguascalientes, which is in the central part of the country. The Germany-based tire and industrial parts manufacturer said the new factory will help the company increase its production and market share across the Americas, as well as expand sales into industries such as agriculture, mining, construction, and industrial manufacturing. The 900,000 square foot factory will be Continental's largest in Mexico to date. It's going to create about 200 jobs initially, and it's scheduled to be completed in 2025.
So, Noi, when we talk about this, of course, those thoughts that come to the front of mind are the jobs that it continues to create, that kind of ripple effect that this continued investment has. And I always ask the question about what that looks like from an infrastructure standpoint. Are they developing this facility from the ground up, or are they looking at facilities that are already in place that will be kind of retrofit for what they're doing?
So this facility, according to the information they put out, is going to be from the ground up. So it's a brand new construction. And I should mention that Continental, just 2 years ago in 2022, they invested $200 million to build a new tire factory, as well as expand an existing industrial hose factory. So they have more than one industrial hose factory in the country. I should mention, actually, this will be Continental's 22nd factory in Mexico. In Mexico, they employ about 23,000 people, so they have quite a footprint and operation down there south of the border.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can only assume that as they see success, it will continue to grow there. Let's move on to our next story, talking about now another 3PL that is looking at doing some business in Arizona.
Yeah, that's an interesting little story from Phoenix. This 3PL called Outer Space just opened a new fulfillment center. It's about 389,000 square feet, so it's, you know, fairly large operation. And officials for Outer Space said this is their first facility in the West or Southwest U.S. They also have, I believe, it's three other facilities on the East Coast. And this facility, they said, gives their e-commerce clients, bi-coastal fulfillment opportunities, so they can use Outer Space's facilities in the East Coast as well as the Southwest now in Phoenix. Outer Space says that, you know, they're a fast-growing company, so this might not be the last time we hear from them this year.
And one of the headlines that we just read in our last block involved mega leases and those leases that are being signed for these warehouse fulfillment facilities that are really large in their square footage. And one of the notes was that 3PLs are actually continuing to invest in more of those mega lease spaces than what we've seen in years previous. Are some of those being signed or being established at the border? And is that someplace where we're seeing 3PLs really start to grow their footprint, is through these mega leases, these mega warehouses that are popping up along the U.S.-Mexico border? It's typically seen in places like California's Inland Empire or Chicago or Dallas-Fort Worth. But are we starting to see some really big facilities come up in the U.S.-Mexico border space?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's a week that go by that I don't hear something about, you know, the Phoenix market or Phoenix, Southern Arizona market near the border, as well as, you know, places in Texas, such as El Paso, Laredo. One of the things I did write about this weekend was a business park in the city of Far, Texas. Far is located right on the U.S.-Mexico border, down in deep South Texas. And there's an industrial park in that city that announced a new building, you know, I believe it's 160,000 square foot building. So they're expanding their business park, and that sort of goes along with, you know, this really hot real estate market for 3PLs anywhere along the U.S.-Mexico border.
It seems like while the rest of the major real estate market is maybe cooling across the United States, that the kind of border area, really from Texas in all the way to California, I would say, is absolutely booming. And you mentioned, of course, that was the case for that logistics park. When they're looking at opening, how soon are they potentially looking at opening that logistics park for use?
The Capote Industrial Park, I believe it's called in Far Texas, they said that that new building should be operational by June. So that's a pretty fairly quick turnaround that they're looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. And then your final story in Borderlands, we are talking about some nefarious activity that was caught this weekend over by the Customs and Border Protection Agency. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was an interesting story that came out of South Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection personnel were searching a truck at the World Trade Bridge in Laredo, Texas, and found about 160 pounds of a prescription drug called Tramadol, which, according to CPB, is a sort of a pain relief drug. But this drug can also be used, illegally and sold, in the black market. And so CPB agents were able to find this drug being transported illegally into the U.S. and seize it and get it off the streets. They didn't give a street value of the drug, but I just thought it was an interesting thing. Usually we hear about cocaine or marijuana, and we're hearing about this other opioid called Tramadol being trying to be snuck into the United States.
And that begs the question about the continued opioid crisis in the United States and how much of that is contributed by this cross-border activity. Any indication from CBP on what that looks like from a statistics standpoint, if they're starting to see an increase in other drugs coming across the border as well?
I haven't heard of Tramadol before, but I know fentanyl is definitely one of the drugs that we've seen an increase. And I'm sure that there's other opioids that they find all the time, but fentanyl is one of the big ones, and we still continue to see a lot of cocaine and marijuana as well.
And of course, we know that CBP has continued those increased inspections, hopefully to find some of these things. It seems like they did their job on this one. Noy, thank you for joining us this morning to talk about Borderlands, and of course, we'll hear from you later on.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with our next carrier update right after this.